This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hundreds of relatives of victims of last year's Beirut fort explosion, some chanting and some silent, took to the streets on Wednesday, angry that an investigation into the disaster had been delayed for the second time this year. The demonstrators gathered in front of Beirut's Palace of Justice, angry that more than a year on, no top officials have been held accountable for an explosion that killed more than 200 people, wounded thousands, and destroyed large swaths of the capital. The blast, one of the biggest non-nuclear explosions ever recorded, was caused by a huge quantity of ammonium nitrate that was unsafely stored at Beirut's port beginning in 2013. The UN humanitarian chief said Tuesday that the crisis in Ethiopia is a stain on the world's conscience as children and others starve to death in the Tigray region under what the UN has called a de facto government blockade of food, medical supplies, and fuel. In an AP interview, Martin Griffiths said he agrees with the assessment that famine is looming in Ethiopia's Tigray region.
The facts show that access to Tigray, where we have been wanting to have 100 trucks every day arrive in Tigray to meet the needs of the over 5 million people there, we've never reached that. We've never had that. And it's been about 10% of that.
Griffiths said memories of the 1980s famine in Ethiopia, which killed more than 1 million people and whose images shocked the world, are vivid in his mind. The war in Ethiopia began last November on the brink of harvest in Tigray, and the UN has said at least half of the coming harvest will fail. Meanwhile, just 10% of needed humanitarian